Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We left off on daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, four lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Shmuel Lechem Oni. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, also anonymously Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by Mesh and Dvorah Smith for Shlema, for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Dvorah Mindel, also by Judy and Mark Frankel and family Lila Nishmas, their dear son and brother Moshe Yehuda ben Meir Eliyahu, Alav Shalom, also in honor of Dr. Alex Spira's 80th birthday, by his children and grandchildren who continue to be inspired by his commitment to Daf Yomi and to this shir. Happy birthday. Also in honor of the art site of Ruth Eisner, Rachel Bas Yosef, by her grandsons and Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We have a jam-packed Daf. Today we're going to discuss the purpose of the mitzvah of charoses, whether it is a mitzvah or not, but the purpose of charoses, some of the ingredients of charoses. We're going to have the Mishnah that actually lists the four questions of the Manishtana, and it's going to tell us how the father is supposed to respond to those questions of the Manishtana. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to teach us that we have to speak about three primary mitzvahs on the night of the Seder: Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. And at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about how a blind person, or whether a blind person, is obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Along the way, we're going to have the notion of Maschil B'gnus and Masayim B'shvach, and how a person fulfills that. So a lot of inyanim relating to the Seder that are very famous inyanim that come up in today's daf. So let's begin. Again, we are at the two dots, and we are four lines from the end of the page. Amar Shmuel. So the pasuk says that lo sochal of chamit shuvus yom tochal of matzos lechem oni. So first we're going to go through three different interpretations of what Lechem Oni teaches us. So Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni means Lechem Shonam Alav Dvarim. It's something that you say words associated with the bread being used as a prop as you're saying those words. And those words, Rishonim point out, Rashi, that they are a Hallel and the Haggadah itself, the Sipur itself. Tanya Namihachi, Lechem Oni, the Brisa says, just with one more descriptive word, Lechem Shonam of Dvarim Harbe. Not just that Lechem Shonim of Dvarim, but Dvarim Harbe, both Haggadah and Hallel. Dovar Acher, a second interpretation of what Lechem Oni means, why we use the term Oni, because Aniksiv, it's written without the Vav, it's written Chaser, as if it read Ani, and in that sense, Matzah is Lechem of an Ani, Ma Ani Shdarko Beprusa, just like an Ani, his derech is to eat a scrap of bread, and he never really has a full loaf of bread, sa'afkan b'prusa. So too, when we eat the matzah should be with a broken piece. It should not be from a full loaf of bread. It should be a broken piece of bread. See, even though we are mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah with a prusa, the Gemara in Brachos on Tesam and Beis tells us that on Pesach we're maniach the prusa b'tocha shlema ubotzeya. We have a prusa and a shlema together and we're botzeya that way. And the reason we need the shlema as well is because you do require lechem Mishnah, that so we can't forget Lechem Mishnah. So we have the Prusa to fulfill Lechem Oni, and then we have the Shlema to have Lechem Mishnah. There is a discussion in the Rishonim if on Pesach you need two Shlemos other than the Prusa. So is it two Shlemos for Lechem Mishnah plus a Prusa for the fulfillment of Lechem Oni? The Rashbam and Rashi and Tulsus assume that you need two Shlemos. Others, and that's what we do, others assume that no, that it's one Shalem and one Prusa, that the way we fulfill Lechem Mishnah is by having one of the Lechem Mishnah being a prusa. Rav Shachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi that the Machlokas is probably about whether the mitzvah of Su'udas Yom Tov is independent of the mitzvah's Achila of that night, or no. Maybe the mitzvah of Su'udas Yom Tov is to eat the mitzvah's Achila of that night, that they're very much connected. What is the mitzvah of Su'udas Yom Tov, the night of the Seder? To eat your matzah, to eat your marar, to have your charoses, whether that's a mitzvah to eat or not, or just to dip, or to have, but to have the mitzvah is, the mitzvah of Suda is bound up with the mitzvah of Halayla. So if you hold that it's independent of, so you need your Lechem Mishnah, and then separately Lechem Ani, you correct them together, you put them together, you have them your your maniach the prusa b'toch hashlema, but nevertheless you need to have separate lechem oni from the lechem mishnah. But if you hold that it's that the way to be mekayim the suda salayla is through the mitzvah salayla, so then you understand very well that you don't need two separate lechem mishnah. Part of the lechem mishnah should be darko shalani b'prusa. There's also discussion that if you're going to be mevarich shtei brachas, you're going to say hamotzi, and you're also going to say alachilas matzah. So what do you say that, on the which bracha do you say on the matzah shleima, and which one do you say on the prusa, and which of the matzahs are your botzeah? So Rashi and the Rashbam say that the hamotzi is dafka on the shleima, and your botzeah, you break up one of the shleimas. Tosfos has several deals, whether you make the two brachos only on the prusa and your botzeah on that, and you leave the prusa, but you leave the prusa in the shleimos in order that it should be it should look as if you're being botzeah ala shleima, or maybe not. Maybe you're mevarich hamotzi ala shleima and ala chilas matza on the prusa, and you're botzeah from both of them together. Or third possibility, you're mevarich both brachos on the shleima and the prusa all together, and you're botzeah mishteyan, you're botzeah from all of them at the same time. The sheet of Rav Haigon is entirely different, meaning what seems like the simple pshat of the Gemara is that the chiv of matzah is to have a prusa, is that that's why it's lechem oni. The Rav Haigon says that it's not a chiv to be mekayim the mitzvah of echilas matzah with a prusa. Ma darka shalani b'prusa means that if they bring a prusa and a shlema, you're allowed to be mevarich ala prusa, because an ani wouldn't mind, an ani wouldn't hesitate to be mevarich ala prusa. That's the darka shalani. An ani has a shlema, of course he would use the shlema, but if he had a prusa, he wouldn't reject it. So that's the point, that we shouldn't reject the prusa as we're going through the box. If we find the prusa, okay, so we take the prusa also, because an ani would be willing to do that. But not that you have to actually go out of your way to dafka have a prusa. That's how Rav Haigon understands. That's not, certainly that's not how we assume. So says the Gemara Vayta. Now, the third possibility, davar acher, ma darko shalani, hu masik vi ishto ofed. Just like when an ani is using an oven, not everyone had ovens in their homes. They used to have to rent out time to use the oven. So an ani couldn't afford to rent out an oven for very long, and nor could he afford a lot of firewood to bake, to keep the oven going for very long. So they had to maximize the time that they had the oven. So they had to be very efficient. He and his wife would work simultaneously. So the husband would be masik the tanur, would prepare it for baking, and the woman would be doing the baking, and the woman would be, as he's firing up the oven, the woman's already preparing the dough, and then right away, as soon as they finish being masik, they put the bread in right away, because they can't afford to wait for the oven to cool down. They're not going to have enough money for firewood, even though we learned earlier in the Masechta, firewood's not that expensive. But aniyim can't afford even things that are not that expensive. It's not considered to have some ruba if to lose firewood. It's not that expensive, but that's the derech of an ani. So afkanami, so too, when it comes to making matzos, who mesik ishto ofeh? You should do it in the most time-efficient way possible, because not because of anius, not because anyone is poor, but we do it in the most time-efficient way possible to avoid chimutz, that it shouldn't be maybe the day chimutz. Some of the Mepharshim explain the comparison between matzah and the lechem of an ani is that just like an ani, the ani and his wife are tarech on their own to do the afiyah, so that's what the Ritz Gaius quotes, and the Rosh in the name of Haigon, so too when it comes to matzah, you should do it on your own, that there's an inyan to make the matzah on your own. That's why a lot of people do that. A lot of people will go and they'll rent out the matzah bakery or time in the matzah bakery, and they'll be involved in making the matzahs on their own. That's also a kiyum ma darka shalani. He can't afford a baker to hire for himself to bake his matzahs for him. He has to do it himself. So we also go out of our way, says the Ritz Gaius, to do it ourselves. What comes out from the Braisa is that lechem ani teaches us three dinim: onam l'dvar maharbe, prusa, and hu masik v'shtofa, that you have to bake in the most efficient way possible. The Shla Kadosh in Pesachim, Matzah Shmura, and Bira Agada Os Aleph explains that we learn all three from the words chosen by the pasuk. Because if it only wanted to tell me onam alav dvarim harbe, it should have said lechem aniya. Aniya means anias dvarim. And if it only wanted to tell me the comparison between the matzah and the lechem that an ani eats, it should have said that not only should the ksiv have been lechem ani, the kri should have been lechem ani also. Meaning it's spelled ayin nun yud, but we pronounce it oni. But if it was really about ani, then it should have said, then it should be pronounced ani as well. And from the fact that it says Shivas Yom Tov Chalav Matzos Lechem Ani, it sounds like all 7 days is doma to the lechem of an ani. So there we see the dimyon to the matzah between the matzah to an ani is not only about the prusa that you eat on the Seder night. It's about the whole tzuras ha'afiyah, all the matzah that you're going to be using that was baked over the course, which is knowing for all 7 days that you have to have matzah, you're not allowed to have chametz. So the whole afiyah, the whole process of the afiyah of the baking, that's how we see the third halacha, that all three really emerge from the pasuk itself. So al pi shein charos mitzvah. Then we said, according to the Tanakhama, charosis itself is not a mitzvah. So v'yilo mitzvah mishum mai maisida. What's it for if it's not a mitzvah? So amravai mishum kafa. It's there to dull the negative effect of the marar. So it to the acidic content of the charosis will take away any poisonous effect of the marar. So amravasi kafa duchasa chama. The way to take care of whatever problems there are in the lettuce is with a radish. Kafa duchama karti. To get rid of whatever's in the radish would be to eat karti, to eat leeks. Kafa de karti chamimi. And whatever's in the leeks would use you'd use warm water. Kafa de kulu chamimi. To get rid of any sort of a mazik in a vegetable, warm water would do the trick. Ada hachi vahachi. While you're waiting for warm water, name a hachi. You should say the following thing. Kafa kafa dakir nalach ulashav benasayich ulatamne kalasach. That I remember you and I remember your 7 daughters and your 8 daughters-in-law. What does that mean? We have no idea. The Aruch writes that you're not supposed to try to explain these things. It's some sort of lachash. That's like what you would have in a kameh or whatever. Somehow it has some sort of impact. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer mitzvah. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says that charoses is in fact a mitzvah. My mitzvah, Rabbi Levi Omer, meaning what's the mitzvah in the charoses? Rabbi Levi Omer, zecha l'tapua. It's a way to remember the tapuach that the Bnos Yisrael in Mitzrayim would wait tachas a tapuach for their husbands, and they would give birth atachas atapuach, so that the mitzvah won't catch on to where they are and to the fact that they're giving birth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar zecha latit, that it was a zecha to the cement that we had to mix in Mitzrayim. So one is a reference to the zecha atapuach is a reference to what types of ingredients to use. Zecha latit is a reference to the constitution, the makeup of it, what it should feel like, what it's whether it should be solid or liquid or something in between. So zecha latit, it should be a cement. Like substance. We have to make it acidic. You have to put some tapuchim in it and yayin in it, so it should have some sort of a sharpness to it, some sort of a tang to it. And also, you have to make it thick like cement. Because tit is also a thick type of substance. The Yushalmi has 2 days. Some say that the chorosis is Ava zecha l'tit, and others in the Yishalmi say that it's raka zecha l'dam, that it's more liquidy as a zecha to the dam. So Tosus writes that the minig is kishtei adeos, that you first make it very thick, zecha l'tit, and then when you're about to eat it, they would pour a lot of wine in it to liquefy it further, and that's the zecha l'dam. That's what Tosus says, based on the Yishalmi, that they would try to fulfill both, meaning it's a contradiction. How could it be thick and liquidy at the same time? So it's not at the same time, but you bring it to the table thick, and then you liquefy it before you eat it. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi. We pointed out before that the idea of tzarech lekahuye zech letapuach implies that the tapuach has some sort of acidic taste to it, that it's a citrus fruit, and a tapuach is not an apple, but it's not just us that's saying that. That's what the Tosfos writes, I think, in Maseches Tainis. Tosfos writes like that tapuach always means in Shas, it always means a citrus fruit. So in all likelihood, what they would have is an esrog or something like that, or an orange, something like that, in the charoses, rather than what's more common nowadays, which is an apple in the charoses. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yochanan, Tavlin Zecha LeTevin. They would also put in these long spices because that's a Zecha to the Tevin. It looks like Tevin. Charoses Zecha LeTit, and the charoses itself, when it's fully made and all the ingredients are already in it, so then it's a Zecha LeTit. So the Tavlin that you put in it is a Zecha to the Tevin. But once the charosis is complete, it should be a reminder of the cement that they had in Mitzrayim. Amar Blazer Rav Tzadik, Kacha Yu Amrim, Tagari Charech, the storekeepers of the that used to sell Tavlinim, Shabir Yerushalayim, they would used to say, Bo Tzulchem Tavlin, the mitzvah. On Erev Pesach, they were selling Tavlin for the mitzvah, meaning they used to, Masiach Vitumam, they used to refer to Charoses as a mitzvah. So that you see that was customary to refer to it as a mitzvah. Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskel Tagri that it sounds from this that the Allah is like Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, that Charoses is in fact a mitzvah. That's what we paskin in the Ramah in Simin Tafai and Gimel. But nevertheless, they also paskin that you should be Metabul Charoses, that we do it Mishum Kafa, the poskim point out. So some say in the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Tzadik that he's also Moda, that you have to be Choshish Mishum Kafa. He also adds that there's a mitzvah in bringing the charoses, even if there's no chashash of kafa, even if there's no chashash of something dangerous in the maror, it still would be a mitzvah. We pointed out before that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says that we do not pass on the Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, because if we did pass on the Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, you would have to say a bracha of al achilas charoses, and whoever heard of such a thing of saying a bracha of al achilas charoses? What's interesting is that in the Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam does pass on the Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, and yet he does not mention anything about reciting a bracha of al achilas charoses. So you see two things that the Rambam changed his mind on. Number one, he changed his mind how to paskin. Do we say charoses is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So he changed his mind from saying that it's not to saying that it is in the Mishnah Torah. The other thing that we see that he changed his mind on is the assumption that he has in the Perush HaMishnayos that if it were a mitzvah, you'd have to say al achilas charoses, bracha of al achilas charoses, and the Mishnah Torah, he assumes that it is a mitzvah, and you don't say a bracha. So obviously, he doesn't think that those two are connected with each other. So that's what Rav Shachter explains in Eretz HaTzvi, that what philosophically changed his mind was the nature of the mitzvah. That if it were a mitzvah, maybe originally he thought it must be a mitzvah's achila. But then in Mishnah Torah, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon, Mishnah Torah, he never says that there's a mitzvah to eat charoses. He says, mevim el ashulchan. Mevim el ashulchan, you bring everything to the table. He doesn't tell me I bring matzah to the table. He doesn't tell me I bring marah to the table. Of course, everything you're having, you bring to the table. That it has to be al ashulchan. Everything's got to be al ashulchan. Why does Rambam highlight that? Because that is the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of doing a maisa of achila. The mitzvah is that it will be al ashulchan. So since there's no maisa mitzvah involved, memela there's no birchas mitzvah. And if there's no birchas mitzvah, then you understand very well that we're able to pass the Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, meaning what the Rambam was megalitas in Pirush HaMishnayos, is that what was holding him back from paskening that it's a mitzvah is the fact that there's no bracha for it. Once he was able to explain why there's no bracha for it, because there's no maisa mitzvah, so then you understand that he has no problem paskening that it is in fact a mitzvah. Okay, new Mishnah now. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what goes next in the Seder. Mazgalo kosheni, they then pour the second kos. V'kana ben sho'alav, if now the son asks his father, v'imein dasma ben avim melamdo, and if the child doesn't know how to ask, the father is melamed him. This is where the Yerushalmi points out, the Yerushalmi brings a price connected to this Mishnah, that connected our Ba'abonim, Dibra Torah, and the Yerushalmi says, you see in this Mishnah, at Pesachlo for the ben she'eni yode alishal, that he's said, because what does the Mishnah say? Ein dasma ben avim melamdo, that's at Pesachlo, that's the eni yode alishal. So what are the questions? Man, so I think the Aruch HaShulchan, Sagad Lel Shimurim, says the word ma, you never find in the Mishnah that the word ma means what or how. How is this night different? No, the word ma is just like or how much. That he's commenting. He's not asking how is this night different. That's a mistranslation. He's saying, wow, this night is different. Look how different this night is. Man ishtana alayla ze mikol alaylos. All other nights we have chametz and matzah. Halayla zeh it's only matzah. Second question: Shabachal leilos anochlin shar yirakos. Halayla zeh maror. That all other nights it's shar yirakos, but on this night we're eating maror. We don't say halayla zeh kulo maror. Tosus points out because we do eat other yirakos as well. How do I know? Because by karpas we ate some. We're dafka supposed to eat something else for the karpas. So it's not kulo maror, but it is maror. The Ritva writes in the name of Rashi that on the night of the Seder, all the other yirakos that we eat are all considered kimerurim be'enenu. We view them as being maror. Whereas on other nights, even the yirakos that are mar for us, on that are generally bitter, we view them as being sweet. The Ritva disagrees, says that's not really the question that the child is asking over here. B'chal lelos, we don't begin with yirakos marim and the lelos seder. We eat marah at the beginning of the suda, so that itself is a difference. It's not just attitudinal that we're asking about, it's lemaisa. So we're eating a different kind of vegetable than we normally would eat on the other nights of the year. We're allowed to prepare our meat however we want to prepare meat. You want a barbecue, you want to cook, you want to slow cook, sous vide, whatever. But on the night of the Seder, everything that we're eating is tzli, because the Karban Pesach has to dafka be roasted. And the Korban Chagiga also has to dafka be roasted. Rashbam says this was a shaila, that this was one of the four questions on the times of the Beis Hamikdash. Bizman Hazeh, we don't need a Korban Pesach, so you can't ask this as one of the Manishtana anymore. But this was in the original list. Shabuchal Lelos Anu Matbilin Pamechas Halayla Hazeh Shtei Pavim. That on all other nights, question what the girsa is Einan Matbilin Mafilu Pamachas or Matbilin Pamachas, that either we dip once or we don't have to dip at all, and Laila Zeh, we dip twice. The Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayos explains that first we ask, the reason we ask in this order is we ask about the Matzah, the Maror, the Basar, Pesach, that's the order that they're brought in front of us, and then we ask about the Tibul, because that's only Tafel, that's not about the Iker things that we are eating that night. The Mishnah does not mention Shabbachal Adosanach about leaning. Rav Sadia Gon in his Siddur and the Rambam and other Rishonim do list that as one of the Manishtana. So the Ragachavar in Safnas Paneach explains, because there's a machlokas in the Gemara we had in back on Daf Kuf Ches, whether the two Kosos Rishonos of the four Kosos require a Seba. So if you say that they do not require a Seba, so there's no makom for such a kasha, because over here we're being Mosei Kol Sheni, we didn't do a Seba yet, so there's no room to ask the question, why are we Kolonim Asubim? But if you hold that the Shtrei Kasi Kamai by a Seba, that the first two Kosos require a Seba, because that's when we're going out, Me'avdus L'Cheirus, so then you understand that we would have a question about a Seba already at that point. Based on the child's level, that's what the father should respond to him, based on his level. But however he responds to him, it has to be in the form of beginning with Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that this is, we have a remes to this din in the Lashon of the Pasuk of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it says, V'gadol Vincha B'yom Ahu Le'mor Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. So V'gadol Vincha B'yom Ahu Le'mor, is it a Haggadah or an Amira? So Haggadah is Lashon Kasha, Amira is Lashon Raka. So says the Arachayim HaKadosh, V'gadol, you start B'Lashon Kasha, you start B'Gnus, and then Lemor, Amira, you conclude with a Lashon Raka, you conclude with a Shvach, a beautiful comment to the Arachayim HaKadosh. You see a remez in the Pasuk itself to the idea of Maskel B'Gnus U'Messayim B'Shvach. So Vidorish Me'arami Ovid Avi, and Yishadash in the Pesukim in the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim from Me'arami Ovid Avi Achigmur Kala Parsha Kula until the conclusion of that Parsha. Tan Rabbanan Chacham B'Nau, if the child is a Chacham Shoalo, so then the child will ask Manishtana V'imeinu Chacham, the child is not a Chacham Yishto Shoalto, so the wife will ask V'im Lav, and if a guy doesn't have a wife to ask him, who Shoal Yatzmo, so he will ask to himself. We always thought that this is just in theory, that this would never happen. Who would ever be alone for the Seder? Until last year, people, this became very much lemaisa, that people didn't have children at the Seder and the wife had to ask the husband or the person, someone who's alone, and asks themselves the Manishtana. And even if you have two Talmidei Chacham that know everything, they still have to ask these most basic fundamental questions to each other. Why? Why in the world would they have to ask these questions? They know the answers. Everyone knows that they know the answers. We know exactly what you can say. They know the Haggadah by heart. They've given Haggadah Shiurim. So this is what we've pointed out. The Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, quotes in the name of Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim every year would explain at the night of the Seder that there are three differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we pointed out, I think Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah says that there are five differences, but they're all incorporated within the three anyway. I mean, he doesn't have different differences. They're all, it's just a matter matter of how you count the differences. But the Emek Bracha says three differences are that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is dafka b'derech sheilu tshuva. It's part of the mitzvah. It has to be done b'derech sheilu tshuva, whereas Zechira could just be to say what it is. Second, the mitzvah of Sipur is to be misaper the entire story. All how it happened. Maskul b'gnos Mitzrayim b'shavach. This is how it began. Arami Oviravi. And that's why we say to maskul b'gnos. But Zechira is just to say that we got out. To just say the end of the story. And third, the mitzvah of Sipur includes the reasons for the mitzvahs as well. That's the mission we're going to have later. Kol Shalom or Shlosh Dvar Mel, Lo Yatsi Dechavas and Pesach. Pesach al Shema, Matzah Zu al Shema, Mar Zu al Shema, to actually use the props of the night of the Seder, to use the actual mitzvahs halayla as a way of telling the story, whereas Zechira, there are no props, and you don't use any props in telling the story of getting out of Mitzrayim. So this idea that Ishto Shoalo, or Yishoala Atzmo, he has to Shoal and Zelazet, Tamid Chum Rashoal and Zelazet, is based on that specific requirement of Sipur that demands that it be done b'derech she'ela u'tshuva. Shemchel el-son ma'bim pa'mach ha'salel ze'shtei pa'amim. So mask of Rava, atu kol yomel of sagi glomat l'chad zimna. Really, every other night you have to do one dipping? You don't have to dip anything. Elam Rava hachi katani. Shemchel el-son chayav l'tam la'filu pa'machas ha'lel ze'shtei pa'amim. That no, other nights we're not required to dip even once. You may enjoy it. You may buy all the fancy dips in the supermarket and dip 1,000 times, but you're not obligated to dip at all. And yet on the night of the Seder, we're obligated to dip twice. Maskevar of Safra, chiyuva l'dardiki, you call that an obligation, meaning the first dipping is karpas. Karpas is just to get the children to ask. You label that a chiyuv when the whole purpose is only to get the kids to ask. Elam Rav Safra hachiktani. Einon amadbilin afilu pamechas, halel azeh shtei pamim. No, what we mean to say is that all of the nights, you don't dip even once, unless you're interested in doing so. But the minhag on the night of the Seder, the Lav Dafka, that it's a chiyuv, but the minhag on the night of the Seder is that everybody dips twice. So that is unusual. Meaning any other night, we might dip 1,000 times, we might dip 0 times. There is no program. On the night of the Seder, programmatically, we dip twice. So that's what the question is. Masl b'gnos m'sayim b'shvach. So we said we start with the negative and we finish off with the shvach. So my b'gnos, what does it mean? What do we start the story with? Rav amr mitchilov de'avod gilulim ayuavah seder. We say that originally Terach Avi Avraham was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and we're Messiah B'Shvach, that now Kira Achshav Kirvanu Amakom L'Avodaso, that the way the Mefarshei Agada point out that in Rav's view, Masl B'Gnos Messiah B'Shvach was not about the Gu'ulas Haguf, it was about the Gu'ulas Hanefesh, that there are two stories of Gu'ula being told. There's the Gu'ulas Haguf, that we were in physical servitude and then we were let out, and there's the Gu'ulas Hanefesh, that we remember Tashari Tuma, and then we were let out. So we begin with the with mitchilah of the avodah zara hayu avoseinu. Some of them Mefarshei Agada point out that hayu avoseinu terach is not one of the avos. Avram Avinu was one of the avos. How can you say hayu avoseinu about terach? It's not just biological. When we talk about avos, avos is right, meaning it's a spiritual av. A ger who's not a biological descendant of Avram Avinu. We just did a gerus yesterday, when we're kori shame to the ger. Right afterwards, Ben Avram Avinu. That's a Bas Avram Avinu. So those are the people that we call a Ben or a Bas Avram Avinu, and they're not biological descendants; it's spiritual descendants. So we're talking. So a Terach wouldn't be referred to. So some of the got to point out. No, it's a reference to Avram Avinu that in the beginning of his life, until he discovered the Ribbono Shel, even he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam writes that he went along with whatever was going on in his family until he had this recognition that he came to on his own of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Avadim Ayinu. No, we start the Maskil B'Gnos is with Avadim Ayinu. So Amar Rav Nachman L'Daru Avdei, the conversation happened that Rav Nachman said to his servant Daru on the night of the Seder, Avdu D'mapak Le'mari L'Cheres V'yav Le'kasma V'dava My boy L'Memerlei, if a master lets his Eved go out free and he gives him all the gold and silver in the world, what should that Eved say to the master? So Amalei, so Daru said to Rav Nachman, Nachman, he must have such great hodah and shabach for the master. Amalei, wonderful. Now we don't have to say manashtana. And that's why right away he went straight into avadim ayinu. The Rashbam is not goris patatim milomar manashtana, that you patted us from manashtana, because this question, was that really patted from manashtana? Meaning all he's saying is that you should give shevach vahoda. So maybe that was just his way of introducing avadim ayinu to give context to the kind of shevach vahoda. But why would that pat you from manashtana? If the function of manashtana is to have derech shelu tshuva, so this isn't derech shelu tshuva. This is just the Eved acknowledging the great kindness of the master. Ram Gamliel lo yomer. So now the Mishnah tells us Ram Gamliel used to say kol shelo amar shlosh dvarim elu bePesach liyotzi dechavasa. Anyone who does not say these three things on Pesach is not yotzei his mitzvah on the night of the Seder veluhein Pesach matzah umar. You have to mention Pesach matzah umar. There are two ways of understanding among the Rishonim, and there are lots of Rishonim on each side. What does it mean lo yotzi dechavasa? So half of the Rishonim say you're not yotzei the mitzvah of achilas Pesach, achilas matzah, or achilas Mara, meaning it's not enough to do the Maisa mitzvah of eating these foods, you have to talk about these foods as well in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mara. The other half of the Rishonim say, and Achronim, that the Emek Brach and Reb Chaim and others, that no, Lo Yotzei Ide Chavasa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that that's one of the ways that Sipur is different than Zechira. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has props to it. You have to have these items on the table to be able to use as a Pavel Dimyon of the story, to as a demonstration of the story, whereas Zechira, you could just say it, you don't need any props to it. But that's what it is, that it's not about the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mar. For the mitzvah of Matzah, you just need to eat matzah, you don't need to talk about the matzah. But for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need to have matzah about which you are speaking. So Pesach, al shum she Pesach ha-makom v'batei ha-vasein v'mitzrayim, shenemar matam zav v'pesach l'Hashem, asher Pesach, al batei b'nei Yisrael v'chulei. Right, that Pesach is about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of Avoseinu Mitzrayim. The nusach of the Agadah, Pesach Shev Sinuachim Bezman Shabbos Migdash Hayakayim. And the Rashbeit says, you see from the nusach of the Agadah that Ram Gamliel and our Mishnah must not be Ram Gamliel Azakin, because he was around when the Beis Hamikdash was around. It must be it was his grandson, Ram Gamliel, his grandson, who was around after the Chorban as well. And that's why it doesn't say Sha'anuachim. The nusach of the Agadah is Shayu Avoseinuachim, because it was no longer Sha'anuachim. The Chidah in his Agadah says that it's not a raya from the nusach Haggadah, because the Mishnah doesn't have that Nusach HaGadah. The Mishnah was Ram Gamliel. So the Nusach HaGadah was adjusted later on, but Ram Gamliel himself could be Ram Gamliel Azakein, and he's talking about the Korban Pesach that he himself ate. Matzah al Shem Shenigla V'Seinu Mimitzrayim. Matzah is about the Gu'ula, that it happened so quickly that the dough didn't have a chance to rise. Shenemar V'yofos Es HaBasek Asher Otziyu Mimitzrayim. So that was Matzah, not Chametz, because Lo Yochlu L'sma Meya, we didn't have any time, and they didn't have any tzeda, and they had to just get out. And the third thing is marar, that we al shum shemir ramitzrim eschay avaseinu b'mitzrayim shenemar v'yimaru eschayim, that they made our lives very bitter in Mitzrayim, and we recall that through the marar. B'chol dover dor chayv alim liro satsma kilu hu yatsim Mitzrayim. In every generation, a person has to see himself as if he is the one that left Mitzrayim. The Ritva and the Abu Jam write, yeah, liros, but not laharos, whereas the Rambam, chamitz matzim perkzayin alachavav, says b'chol dover dor chayv Adam laharos es atzmo kilu yatsim Mitzrayim. So that's what the Brisker Rav explains in Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Alachatas, that the mitzvah is not only to intellectually or emotionally view yourself as if you're leaving Mitzrayim, but you have to act. You have to do things to act in a way as if you're leaving Mitzrayim. So we do eseba, we drink talakos, we do things to show, to demonstrate a sense of cheres. Because achar pulos nimshachas alavavos. If a person is really going to get to a point of liros es atzmo, the only way to do it is to fake it till you make it, to be laharos es atzmo, and only then will you get to the point of actually really viewing yourself in that way. Shnemar v'gat l'vincha b'yom ahu le'mar, b'avur ze as Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. We say, this is what Hashem did for me, but me, I wasn't there. No, we have to view it as if we were there. L'fichach, and therefore, because we see ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim, so it's a personal story. So אנחנו חייבים להודות, להלל, לשבח, לפאר, לרומם, להדר, לברך, להלל, לקלס, למי שעשה לבסנו ולנו, אז כל הניסים האלו, we have to have so much gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all these miracles. הוציאנו מעבדות לחירות, מיגון לשמחה, מעבר ליום טוב, מאפל ליאור גדול, משיבה לגאולה. נאמר לפניו הללוקה, so we say hallel to the Ribbono Shel Olam that begins with the word hallelujah. So because of all this kindness that he did. So the Mishnah describes the saying of hallel, which is partially done on the second coast and partially on the fourth coast after Birchas Hamazon. So ask the Mishnah, when you say hallel right now, ad heichan u'omer, how much of hallel do you say at this point? Because we're still only on the second coast. We're still only holding by the second... By the second call, so Beshame Omrim ad Ema Banam Smecha. You say until Moshevi Akaras Abayis Ema Banam Smecha Haluka. Beisilal Omrim that ad Chalom Shlamay No Mayim until Lahuv Ketzar Gai Mayim Chalom Shlamay No Mayim till Mukuf Yudalid. V'Chosem BeGeula, and then we conclude the Haggadah with a bracha on the Geula, and the nusach of that bracha is a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Tarfon Omer that the bracha is obviously it starts Baruch Hashem Lekein Melech Olam, but the bracha continues Asher Ga'olanu V'Ga'al Es Avaseinu Mitzrayim V'Lo HaYichosim. But there was no extra Baruch Ato Hashem at the end because it's a bracha Ketzara. It's a very direct and short nusach bracha that only has one theme. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva say that you have to add a bakasha as well. You can't just say Asher Galanu, but Cain, you say, just like we fulfilled the mitzvah of Matzah Mara and we got to this point, so Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avaseinu Yagienu L'moadim L'Rugalim Acherim Abam L'Kraseinu L'Shalom Smeichem B'vini Recha V'sasim B'Avodasecha V'Nochal Sham Min Azvachim U'Min Apsachim, and we should eat there from the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga, or Min Apsachim Min Azvachim, right? That's what we discussed. Why we change that, and why Dafka this year we might change it. That from Tosos it says you should be makdim zvachim v'to psachim, because first you eat the zvachim, which is karban chagigas arba asar, that's eaten together with the karban pesach, and then the psachim. That's what Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz and other Rishonim write as well. But when erev pesach is chal on Shabbos and you can't bring a karban chagigas yedalit, so then maybe it's psachim v'zvachim that the pesach first and then the Zevach. But the point is that you can say that some say no, even when Erev Pesach is called the Shabbos, you don't say Min HaPesachim Min HaZvachim, because you're talking about next year, and next year Erev Pesach is not going to be Shabbos, and even if next year is going to be Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you don't know that next year is going to be Erev Pesach on Shabbos, because hopefully when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we'll be in Mekadesh Al Pi Ariyah, and we have no idea when it's going to fall out. So some always say Min HaZvachim Min HaPesachim, but you say the Ad Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, until you get to Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. So that's the bracha of Geula that we have at the end of the Haggadah. That's what Abu Dram writes. He discusses why is it that there's no bracha in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah. Why not the mitzvah in the Torah? Why not have a birchas a mitzvah? So he suggests that whenever you have a mitzvah that itself that is a bracha, you would not say a birchas a mitzvah on that. Like you don't say birchas a mitzvah on benching, because benching itself is a bracha. You don't say birchas a mitzvah on Avdalah, because Avdalah itself, or Kiddush, because Avdalah and Kiddush themselves are brachas. So too, whenever you have brachas as part of the context of how you do the mitzvah, we're not going to say bracha on that mitzvah. So the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu is part of how we do the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So mele, there's not going to be a brachas mitzvah on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Shakti used to say over that Abu Jam every year. But he would always add that it's not just the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, that the whole mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is fulfilled within the context of four brachas al hakos, that it's al seder azev, these four brachas al hakos. So the whole thing is in the context of brachas. That's why he said in the name of salvation, we don't say birchas mitzvah on the mitzvah of kriyashma. We fulfill the mitzvah of kriyashma in the context of birchas kriyashma. So there's no actual birchas mitzvah on kriyashma. Amar avitzorik shiomar va'osanu hotzi misham. You have to say in the Haggadah, the pasuk va'osanu hotzi misham. Amar av matzah tzorik lagbia, mar tzorik lagbia, basarim tzorik lagbia. When you get to matzah zeh, marzu, you pick it up, but not the basar. V'lo oh, del shenir kol chachem chutz. You're not allowed to, because then it's going to look like you're being makdish that meat that's on your table. Amar Rav Achbar Yaakov, suma pater milomar agada. A blind person is pater from agada. Ksiv hacha, the pasuk says when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, bavur zeh, that like you're pointing to something, a suma can't point to something. Ksiv hasam b'neinu zeh, and by Ben Sora Mar, it says b'neinu zeh. So malalan prat l'suma, we assume from the word zeh, zeh always means to be mara be'espa, that you're pointing directly that's something. So just like over there, it's prat l'suma. Afkan, prat l'suma. So over here also, it's prat l'suma. I always thought that's where the minute came from. The people point to the Torah at Hagba, is because you say zos haTorah. Whenever you say zeh or zos, it means that you're pointing to something. It's not the halacha, though. The halacha is by Hagba, you're supposed to bow to the Torah. You're not really supposed to point to the Torah, but maybe that's where the minute came from. Because if you say zeh or zos, it always means marba etzma. So frankly, we asked the people who used to have Seder by Rav Yosef, Mandi Amar Agadta by Rav Yosef, who's the one that said Haggadah by Rav Yosef's house? Because he was a blind person, he's Pater, he can't be Motzi everyone else in Haggadah. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was the one that did it. Mandi Amar Agadta by Rav Sheshes, who said the Haggadah by Rav Sheshes? Amar Rav Sheshes, he's the one that said it. They were blind, so you see that a blind person is Chayiv in Haggadah, because if they were Pater, they never would have been able to be Motzi other people in the mitzvah of Haggadah. So says Gemara, Kasavi Rabbanon, Matzah B'Zman Hazeh de Rabbanon. It must be that they all Matzah B'Zman Hazeh de Rabbanon, and that's why a blind person could be Motzi others, because everyone's only Chayiv Mid Rabbanon. Mechad Ravach Bar Yaakov Sav Matzah B'Zman Hazeh de Araisa, for Ravach Bar Yaakov Udom Matzah B'Zman Hazeh de Rabbanon. So Ravach Bar Yaakov said a blind person cannot be Motzi, holds that it's de Araisa, but it's not true. He holds it's de Rabbanon. Kasav Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ken de Araisa Tikkun. He holds it's de Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon instituted in a way that it has to be similar to the de Araisa, and therefore a blind person cannot be Motzi. Rav Sheshul Rav Yosef Nami, Havade Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ken de Araisa Tikkun. So why did Rav Sheshul Rav Yosef say that God for others? Don't they realize Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ken de Araisa Tikkun, and they're blind, and therefore they should not be Motzi others in their mitzvah? Says Mar No, Hachi Hasha Bishla Mahasam by the drasha by Ben Sora Mora Midahavle the Mitzvah Bnei Hu Uksiv Bnei Nu Ze Shmaya Merapat L'Sumanu Daasa. The word Ze clearly is coming to exclude a Suma, because it could have used another word. It could have said Bnei Nu Hu Aval Hachi Lav Bavur Ze My Lichtov Bavir. What else could it have said other than Bavur Ze El Bavur Matzumar Hu Daasa? It's not about blind people. It's Bavur Matzumara to tell me that these mitzvah salayla is the reason for the geula. But a blind person, maybe an echinami, is actually chayiv in the Haggadah. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up the two dots tomorrow at the bottom of the page.